This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, there's so much going on that I'm not even ready for the show. I'm caught unready here. And the reason why I'm caught in a state of unreadiness is that there are so many late-breaking developments. Joe Biden, if this was any other world, if this is any other day, if this is any other year, if the world worked in a different way that was honest, fair, bipartisan, Joe Biden would have to resign right now. This would be the end of his presidential campaign. This makes Donald Trump's Access Hollywood tape look like child's play. This isn't about a guy having sex. This isn't about a guy thinking women are hot. This is about a guy stealing from the American people. This is one of the worst scandals in America's history. Joe Biden was caught with his pants down, excuse the pun. Joe Biden was literally lying for his son when he said he never met the top executives at Burisma. He had nothing to do with his son's business. You see, his son evidently left a laptop at a repair shop in Delaware. These people are the Keystone Cops. It's unbelievable. He left a laptop, which is easily identified as Hunter Biden's laptop. It's got the Biden Foundation bumper sticker on the laptop and insider emails between Burisma and Hunter Biden, not to mention a sex tape of Hunter Biden smoking crack cocaine while he bangs some hooker. Nice people, the Biden family. And as this is going on, you look at the emails, and they're there for anyone to see because they've now been released by the New York Post. And guess what they say? The people who head Burisma are thanking Hunter for introducing them to his father, the Vice President of the United States, in 2014 and 2015. But didn't Biden say he never met any of those people and knew nothing about his son's business? Didn't he try and disassociate from his son's business? Oops. Joe Biden's a liar. Hunter Biden's a criminal. Joe Biden is involved in a crime. A ripoff of the American people. Hunter was making $50,000 a month. Why? For providing access to his father, who then killed an investigation into Burisma. And they asked him in the email to kill an investigation into Burisma. And he got his father to do it. These are crimes against the United States of America. Joe Biden belongs in a prison cell for the rest of his short life. You know, the way he looks, I don't think he has more than a year or two left. But he belongs in a prison cell for whatever year or two or time he has left. But that'll never happen, of course, because we live in a country where Twitter has suppressed the video. Twitter has canceled the account of the New York Post. The New York Post breaks a news story that involves a guy running for president of the United States weeks away from supposedly, according to polls that we know are lying, winning the presidency in a landslide. It's not going to happen. Biden's not ahead at all. I'll read you proof of that in a couple minutes. But the fact is, a lot of people think, a lot of idiots in the media, a lot of idiots on the left, and a lot of people who don't look any further or dig any deeper believe that Biden's the next president of the United States. And we just found out he's a crook. And this is all stuff that makes the Access Hollywood tape look silly. It makes Richard Nixon and Watergate look silly. This is a guy whose son is ripping off funds of the American taxpayers in Ukraine and China, and introducing his father, the vice president, to his business partners, and the father's killing investigations by the U.S. government into corruption by the son of the vice president's business partners. And Ted Cruz rightfully has just accused Twitter of meddling in the 2020 election by censoring the Hunter Biden expose. Some are asking on Twitter, including yours truly, "Hey, Twitter, what if Donald Trump's son was banging a hooker, snorting crack cocaine, and had emails proving he committed crimes against the American people? Would you censor that? Would you not allow the American people to see Donald Trump's son in a sex tape with crack cocaine? Don't think so. This is the most incredible fight against freedom I've ever seen in my entire life. These people are all communists. And their goal in life is turning America into a socialist or communist dictatorship. Where censorship and freedom of speech is gone, censorship is wanted, book banning. They wouldn't allow my book, Trump Rules. They would try and cancel my book. Do you understand what's happening in this country? Twitter and Facebook are trying to suppress the New York Post expose. It's just amazing. Suppressing information. And suppressing information always results in information to spread. It's not working. The biggest hashtag in America is hashtag Hunter Biden. Quietly backtracking suggests Twitter is beginning to regret its decision to censor the story. And the mainstream media desperately is trying to change the subject. Billboard outside the Des Moines airport where Trump holds an Iowa rally. Actually, you can't tell. I'm sorry. I'm reading something and you can't tell what's on the billboard. But I assume it's something about Hunter Biden. Ted Cruz, coming in hot off his performance during the Amy Comey Barrett hearings, tweeted a copy of a letter he recently sent to the CEO of Twitter. As Cruz argues in the letter, the New York Post story was based on leaked email correspondence. He adds the decision to suppress the story is hypocritical, given that the company's allowed plenty of other less definitively sourced reporting to spread unchecked. Twitter well knows its incredible ability to influence public dialogue by promoting some stories while suppressing others, and it has plainly decided that the American people should not be seeing or discussing this particular story, which could significantly influence voters' views of candidate Biden. Cruz concluded this could only be seen as an obvious and transparent attempt by Twitter to influence the upcoming presidential election, and demanded that the social media company turn over important details to the Subcommittee on the Constitution. The most important of the four questions is the last one, which asks Twitter to cite a neutral principle which would explain why the reporting on the Steele dossier was allowed to go unquestioned, but this story, reported in the country's fourth highest circulation newspaper, must be censored. Wow. An editor at the Post accused Twitter of waging a digital civil war against conservatives, citing this as the latest evidence. This is a big tech information coup. This is digital civil war. I'm an editor at the New York Post, one of the nation's largest newspapers by circulation, and I can't post one of our own stories that details corruption by a major party presidential candidate, Biden? By censoring the New York Post story, Twitter and Facebook have effectively allowed what many would have written off as just another crazy Hunter story to take on a life of its own. Ironically, they've accomplished exactly what they were trying to prevent, giving the story even more oxygen. And if you thought Twitter censorship of the New York Post, Hunter Biden, banging hooker, smoking crack, cheating the American people story, if you thought that couldn't get more Orwellian, well, you're wrong. As if preventing users from sharing the link wasn't enough, the platform has now deleted the New York Post's initial tweet. Twitter deleted the New York Post tweet about the Hunter Biden bombshell. This is election interference. We've entered the age where we have a ministry of truth run by Democrats and social media communists. Dictators, and only they decide what's true. They demand that you no longer believe your lying eyes and ears. It is the most incredible thing I've ever seen in my life. Between the Justice Department, the DOJ, and the FBI leadership, and the colleges in this country, the college professors, the college deans, the teachers' unions running all the schools in this country, the justice system, the lawyers, the judges, the social media, and the media. Our country has been taken over by communists. Joe McCarthy was right. He was just early. The communists are in charge. Most incredible thing I've ever seen. Here's the Hunter Biden emails. Burisma official thanks Hunter for the opportunity to meet Joe Biden in 2015. Joe Biden says the meeting never happened. Which do you believe? Someone sending an innocent email, not knowing they were being watched in 2015, and saying thanks for introducing me to your father, or now the father saying it never happened 5 years later? What a joke. What a joke we're dealing with here, folks. The entire Democrat Party has become a joke. A communist dictatorship looking to take over the country in a coup against a great man fighting the deep state, President Donald J. Trump. A computer, a laptop computer abandoned at a Delaware repair shop has broken the presidential race wide open. Emails between Hunter Biden and a senior Burisma advisor that indicate Hunter Biden arranged a meeting between his father, then Vice President Joe Biden, and the advisor in Washington, D.C. in 2015. This blows up Joe Biden's claims he never discussed Hunter's foreign business dealings with him and shows he helped Hunter use his position to enrich the Biden family. The laptop also appears to have video of Hunter Biden smoking crack and having sex with an unidentified woman. The repair shop owner alerted the FBI to the unclaimed computer that was dropped off for repair in April of 19, but smartly made a copy of the hard drive before the FBI seized it under a subpoena last December. You know, it would have been disappeared forever by the foul, freaking fraudulent FBI of the United States of America. You know the biggest criminals are in this country? The FBI. They took that and they would have hidden it, they would have burned it, they would have destroyed it. But instead, the owner of the repair shop gave it to an attorney for the Trump campaign advisor, Rudy Giuliani. And Steve Bannon tipped the paper about the hard drive in late September, and Giuliani provided a copy of the hard drive to the New York Post. The shop owner told the Post the laptop had a sticker on it from the Beau Biden Foundation. And don't think it's a coincidence that the New York Attorney General, a Marxist with Trump derangement syndrome, went after Steve Bannon. There you have it. You still think Steve Bannon's a criminal? The criminal's the New York Attorney General and the mob. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn, and I am Mr. Exercise. I've worked out 1 to 2 hours a day in my home gym every day for decades. That's how much I believe in exercise. But now it turns out I could have saved thousands of hours and used those extra hours for making money or enjoying my family simply by using the brand new X3. The X3 is a compact, premium home exercise product that uses variable resistance, which 16 different research studies show is more effective than free weights for building speed, strength, muscle, and avoiding injury. And it only takes 10 minutes a day. The X3 was invented by best-selling author Dr. John Jackwish, well known for inventing a medical device that reverses osteoporosis. The X3 is portable and easily stored. X3 is used by dozens of professional athletes, including NFL and NBA players, to replace weightlifting. Get your X3 today. Go to x3bar.com. Enter promo code WAR and save $75. That's x3bar.com. x3bar.com.
In today's day and age, it's refreshing to find a company with values that match yours. And it's even more extraordinary when the products they make exceed your expectation in every way. That's what Michael's Naturopathic Programs has done for over 30 years. With more than 50 tried and truthful high-potency formulas, Michael's Naturopathic Programs give your body what it needs. No more guessing what herbs or vitamin, amino acid, or mineral you need. With Michael's, it's all in one bottle. From cardiovascular support to weight management to nervous system support to detox and cleansing and more. Michael's naturopathic programs work. They have to. Michael himself has been giving them to his family from the very start. Visit michaelshealth.com and get your tried and truthful formulation today. That's michaelshealth.com. michaelshealth.com.
Get a special discount when you input the code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg for your special discount.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. One voice can make a big difference, but uniting thousands of voices together, all of us with one loud voice, that can change history. Join the Patriot Party for a huge MAGA rally, October 16th and 17th at the beautiful Scottsdale Plaza Resort in Scottsdale, Arizona. At the Rise Up Revolution Party and Rally, we will educate and empower fellow patriots who have answered the call to action. We're moving the needle to win Trump 2020. I'll be the MC introducing Grammy Award-winning singer Ricky Rebel, and an amazing lineup of speakers including Sheriff Joe Arpaio, General Flynn's sister Barbara Flynn, Congressman Jay Lawrence, Dr. Keith Rose, Gene Ho, Juanita Broderick, and Brandon Darby. Plus, a huge Trump vehicle parade including the Trump Train campaign bus, Cowboys for Trump, and Bikers for Trump. Rise up now! Purchase your tickets or become a sponsor. Call 603-519-1401. 603-519-1401 or go to thepatriotparty.rocks. That's thepatriotparty.rocks.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNLive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
We've got the laptop. We've got the emails. Biden's a crook. Here's the email from Vadim Pozarsky of Burisma. Dear Hunter. To Hunter Biden, H. Biden at RosemontSeneca.com. That's his company. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and pleasure. As we spoke yesterday evening, it would be great to meet today for a quick coffee. What do you think? I could come to your office somewhere around noon or so before on my way to the airport. There it is. There's the smoking gun, other than the smoking crack. And the prostitutes with Hunter Biden is a smoking gun. Such criminal behavior. And Facebook and Twitter want to ban it. Ban it. The incredible scam going on in our country. How about Merriam-Webster? The dictionary online now. Changing its definition of sexual preference as Amy Coney Barrett gets called out for using a term. Merriam-Webster Dictionary changed the definition of sexual preference to include the word offensive as Democrats slammed Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett for using the term during Tuesday's Senate confirmation hearings. What kind of sick crap is this? They changed their definition of sexual preference. As of Wednesday, the fifth definition for preference included the word offensive when used to describe sexual orientation. As recently as last month, Webster's Dictionary included a definition of preference as orientation or sexual preference. Today they changed it and added the word offensive. It's just crazy. Senator Mazie Hirono slammed Barrett for saying she would not discriminate on the basis of sexual preference. And she said, sexual preference is an offensive and outdated term. It is used by anti-LGBT activists to suggest that sexual orientation is a choice. It is not. Sexual orientation is a key part of a person's identity. She said she was disappointed the circuit court judge declined to weigh in on whether she agreed with the majority versus Obergefell versus Hodges, the Supreme Court case that granted same-sex couples the right to marry. The LGBT community should be concerned whether you would uphold their constitutional right to marry. Later, Senator Cory Booker asked Barrett about her use of the term again. In using that word, I did not mean to imply that it is not an immutable characteristic or that it is solely a matter of preference. I fully respect the rights of the LGBT community. Obergefell was an important precedent of the court. I just can't believe what's happened to my country. These people are just sick in the head. They're all nutty. They're kooky. They're communists. They're dictators. They'll put you in jail. They'll kill you. They'll ruin your career. They'll have you fired. They'll ban your words. They'll burn your books. You're dealing with sick people, folks. And you can thank God for one thing, and that is that we're going to go out and we're going to win this thing for President Trump. Don't believe a single poll. The fact is the polls are BS. Not only do I have an article here that a new study comes out and tells us there are signs that the polls might be missing hidden Trump voters. What a big surprise. Like, I didn't know that. The fact is that between 2016 and today, it's really incredible what a difference is the way they've shamed you for being a Trump fan and for being a Republican and for being a conservative. And you wonder why the number of people who hide who they're voting for has dramatically increased. That's why the polls show Trump losing by 10 and 12 and 14 and 17. People are afraid to say they're voting for Trump, but trust me when I tell you they're voting for Trump. And a new study is out showing that it's a large percent of people that are no longer saying they're voting for Trump, not because they're no longer voting for Trump, because they're afraid of losing their job, losing friends, losing relationships with relatives, maybe even losing a relationship with the person you're laying in bed with. Nobody wants to admit they're voting for Trump, but they're voting for Trump. The reality is that Trump is doing much better in battleground states than he did 4 years ago when he beat Hillary Clinton. So how's Trump losing the election? Let alone by double-digit points. He's doing better than he did against Biden, than he did against Hillary Clinton. And that's before the latest revelations that just came out today and this censorship brouhaha. The media is scared to death. They don't know what to do. Joe Biden is in hot water, and they're trying to cover his tracks. Criminal behavior by the media, by Facebook and Twitter, and I guarantee you, by ABC, NBC, and CBS tonight on the evening news, and PBS, and MSNBC, and CNN. They're all going to make light of this, or they're going to avoid it, not mention it at all. They're going to censor it. They're going to ban it. They're going to say it's not important. It's the most important news of this presidential campaign. Wayne Allyn-Root, The Warrior, USA Radio.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
War now.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
While the United States played politics Friday, the Pentagon delivered harsh words to NATO ally Turkey with words like serious consequences.
Reports coming from the region, Turkey conducted a Russian-made air defense missile test in violation of the Countering America's Adversaries Through Sanctions Act. President Trump says no to mandatory COVID vaccines. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is throwing cold water on the idea of everybody having to get a coronavirus vaccine.
I don't believe I'd ever do a mandated vaccine because I just don't think I would do that. Well, you have to have it because there are some people feel very strongly about that whole situation.
President telling Fox Business there are two groups of people he wants to see get vaccinated.
I'd get it to essential workers and older people.
This is USA Radio News.
Extend your life with
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendover.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Win. Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. The Warrior is with you. Wayne Allyn Root, Ron Unfiltered on USA Radio Network. We've got a great guest. Bill O'Reilly's with us. His website is BillO'Reilly.com. It's followed by millions worldwide. His no-spin news is broadcast weeknights on TheFirstTV.com. TheFirstTV.com. He's authored number 15 number one ranked nonfiction books. His newest book is Killing Crazy Horse. The Merciless Indian Wars in America. Bill O'Reilly is with us, my buddy. Hey, Bill, how are you?
Good, Wayne. How you been?
I got to get a copy of this book. You got to make sure your PR firm gets me a copy, because you don't know this, but one of my favorite things in life is the American West and the Indian Wars and the cowboys and the Indians and Custer and all that stuff in the Wild West. It's just my favorite thing as a kid growing up, and so I know I'm going to love this book.
Yeah, you'll have it shortly. Killing Crazy Horse already sold about 300,000 copies and massive bestseller. And people want to know. They want to know how you got to Nevada. You know, how did that happen? How did you get from Philadelphia to Nevada? It wasn't easy, Wayne. That's for sure.
I know, and that's one of the reasons I happen to like President Trump, because, you know, I'm someone who understands that all of life takes risk. And all those people that took that long trip, not that Trump took those kind of risks, but he takes business risks every day. When liberals make light of it and say, oh, he's failed a lot. I failed a lot. I've started 100 businesses. 70 have failed. 30 have worked. What does that make me? A millionaire. And Trump makes him a billionaire. Of course you fail in business. If you take risk, you're going to fail. If you hit a baseball and you hit 3 out of 10, you're going to make the All-Star team in the Hall of Fame one day. So you're going to, that means you got out 7 out of 10 times. Same thing in the business world. Same thing, you know, getting in a horse and buggy or a wagon and riding out to the Wild West. There's a good chance that you might have wound up dead, or your kids wound up dead, or you lost your scalp. Or you got disease and it killed you. It's a risk is part of life. So those pioneers, Bill, were really the great American patriots.
Yeah, and what they faced, the harrowing threats that they faced, and vice versa. Native American tribes, I mean, all of a sudden they're looking around and there's thousands of people from Europe, you know, coming across the Mississippi River saying, you know, I'd like to settle here. Well, wait a minute, we've been here for 100 years. So 77 years of nonstop war between the Native American tribes in Washington, D.C. Americans don't know much about it because they're afraid to teach it in public school. Say anything politically incorrect about Native Americans, you get canceled. So therefore, they go from the Revolutionary War to Abe Lincoln to Teddy Roosevelt. Well, what the deuce happened in between? And that's what we write about in Killing Crazy Horse.
Want to give me just a quick summation? I mean, are we the good guys? Are we only the bad guys? Or is it kind of what I think? It's a mixed picture. There was good and bad on both sides. Both sides committed atrocities. Both sides did some good things. Both sides did some things that we really should apologize for.
Yeah, it's a very complicated mosaic in the sense that there were noble people on both sides. There were Indian chiefs that didn't want to fight. That wanted peace. There were soldiers, officers in the U.S. Army that understood that this wasn't right and tried to mitigate it to some extent. But the people caught in the middle, and we focus on them a lot, they're the ones that they had no idea what was happening half the time when they entered Texas or Oklahoma, and then they got into Arizona and Nevada, and they still had to fight on their own because there wasn't much protection. They had to fight for their lives. So are they heroes? I think they're pretty noble. All they wanted was a small piece of land to raise their family in freedom. They didn't understand the Native Americans had been there. They didn't know any of that. So when you read the book, I think we were very fair. We supply unbelievable facts that you didn't know about, and you'll enjoy it. And I'll get it to you next, probably tomorrow, Wayne.
Great. Love it. Love it. I can't wait to read it. It's called Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. Now, let's shift gears a little bit, Bill O'Reilly, and let's talk about Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. I woke up this morning to like 100 texts from all my friends, many of whom are great friends of the president, and they all said, we got him. We got him. Joe Biden, we got him. We finally have proven through emails, and I saw the email. I see who it's to. It's to Hunter Biden. It's got the name of his company. It's in his email address. It's from the guy from Burisma. And it says, thank you for introducing me to your father, the vice president. What a great thing. I had a great time. I enjoyed it. So it's very clear that it's a lie when Joe Biden says he never met any of his son's business partners, had nothing to do with his foreign business, Burisma. It turns out he was introduced to him. And then there was another smoking gun email where the same guy asked for help and said, you got to help us. We're being investigated. You got to basically kill the investigation. And soon thereafter, what happened? Joe Biden killed the investigation. It's very clear to me this is a gigantic scandal.
I think you have to be cautious with this story. You know me. I am very, very methodical in my search for the truth. So let me raise a few points. There's no doubt in my mind as a journalist that Joe Biden used his position as vice president to enrich his family. That's 100%. There's no doubt in my mind as a journalist that he has not told the truth about that. That he has misled everyone in the country by denying he did it. He did it. But on emails sent by people that we don't know, you've got to be cautious. Who's sending it? Where do they get it? All of that. I'm not saying that it's not true, but I am cautioning people to wait until this unfolds, which it should in the next few days. Don't run around doing stuff, because that's what the far left does. That's what they do. Don't do that. The other part of the story that's extremely important is there's no doubt that Facebook and Twitter are trying to suppress the story.
Yes. Would they suppress it if Donald Trump's son or your son or my son or any big... Right, if they were involved with crack cocaine in a video and if they were involved
they would never suppress it. So now we know, beyond any reasonable doubt, that those giant media companies are not practicing freedom. All right? Now, they're in business because the Constitution gives them special privileges in this area, and now they're abusing that. So we know that. All right? There's no two sides to that story. So that's why this story is very important, because it goes beyond Biden. I believe that the people who hate Trump and they vote for Biden, they don't care what Trump did, what Biden did, or Hunter Biden, or Burisma, or Ukraine. They don't care. There are a few in the middle who may care. But the ones that are going to support Biden are going to support Biden, and it's like Trump. You know, Trump's done a few things that aren't up and up. But the greater good for the Trump supporters is he's better for the country. So that's where it's going to play out. But there are the ancillary things here that are very, very important. Because if you have Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and all of these things that are very, very powerful, if you have them censoring legitimate facts, then the government is going to have to get involved. Now, the far left doesn't want to, because right now those companies are sympathetic to the far left, and they want to keep it the way it is. The fix is in. So this story today, I'm looking at, watching it very closely. All right, I'll have we did something on it tonight in the No Spin News on BillO'Reilly.com. I'll more tomorrow. But it is an important story, but maybe I don't think it's going to be the knockout punch for Biden.
But maybe the knockout punch is that we've now confirmed that the left believes in censorship and book banning and shadow banning and anything that's conservative. They want to hurt badly, and they want to censor, and they want to make sure Americans don't hear news that is detrimental to the Democrat side. I think what Twitter and Facebook did today, Bill, is they made this story much bigger than maybe it was ever going to be by censoring.
Oh, there's no doubt about that.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. By not being fair, they now have drawn attention to it when maybe a bunch of people who are not well-informed, not listening to us, don't read the newspaper, don't do talk radio or watch TV news, now they're going to hear about it. But, you know, I'm sitting here, and I have been very upfront. You know me. I mean, I'm just going to tell you. I can't vote for Biden and Harris. And I'm not an ideological guy. I never say who I'm going to vote for, ever in my whole career. I've never said who I voted for. And I'm not a party guy, and I don't do that. But I can't vote for these people. I really believe they're dangerous, both of them. Now, for different reasons, because Biden's befuddled. He's an old-time pal. Old-time pals, a lot of them are, if I can throw a little crumbs to my family, I'm going to do that. What's wrong with it? I'm not hurting anybody. That's the attitude. And it's been there since Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah, he's a fossil.
Okay? And that's what they do. And not all of them, but a lot of them. And they don't see it as an ethical problem. Okay, we got it. But then you combine Biden's behavior and his attitude with his obvious decline mentally. And there's no question that he has.
With Kamala's socialism.
And then you look at... Yeah, and then you look at Harris.
Hey, Bill, the problem is the music's on and we got to go. You know the way radio works. I'm up against the break.
I know.
I never cut you off. We're up against the break and we got to run. But Bill O'Reilly, great guy, friend of war. Love having you on. Appreciate it. You can find him on thefirsttv.com every night with his no-spin broadcast. You can find his new book, Killing Crazy Horse, The Merciless Indian Wars in America. It's a runaway number one bestseller. Again, go get it. Killing Crazy Horse. Thank you, Bill. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root.
Mr. Health.
And I want to...
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root.
Are you in need of a health care program?
You're in luck.
As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with memberships starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no networks. You choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nanosilver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% and antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer NanoSilver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to cornerstoneassetmetals.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. A little housekeeping here, a couple things I want to tell you about. First of all, remember, coming up on Friday is my big event. It's an evening with Wayne Allyn Root. It's the only book launch and book signing in the country, in the good old United States of America. It's happening right here in Vegas. My book comes out November 10th. It is called Trump Rules. It's a fantastic book. I know you'll love it. It's the most unique book ever written on Donald Trump by the guy who knows him better than anyone in this country. Yours truly, Wayne Allyn Root. And my only book signing, and my book comes out November 10th. We're doing the book signing this Friday, October 16th. And so it's literally 3 weeks ahead of the book coming out. You're going to have your hands on a hardcover copy. It's going to be signed by me. It's going to be valuable, and it's going to be worth its weight in gold that you get it almost a month in advance of anyone else in the country. And I arranged this literally 6 months ago with the Nevada Republican Club. They're great people. The book signing is happening October 16th, this Friday, from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Ahern Hotel and Pool, Hotel Pool and Cabanas. So it's going to be outdoors under the beautiful stars and the beautiful weather this time of year. And I'll give a speech, and there'll be a Q&A, and there'll be a book signing, and I'll schmooze with all of you. You'll have a chance to really get to know me and ask me any questions you want. And there's great appetizers, and you can register right now, RSVP at the NevadaRepublicanClub.com, NevadaRepublicanClub.com. The reason you got to do it today is because we're quickly running out of space. There's only room, I found out, for 150 people, and that's it. And we're getting very close to that right now. So if you want to go, you're going to have to RSVP this second, Nevada. NevadaRepublicanClub.com. It's an evening with Wayne Allyn Root, and it's going to be a lot of fun. A lot of fun. And just like in prior elections, I want to mention, if you email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, I will give you my list of judge candidates. Everybody keeps asking me. I'm getting like 20 emails a day saying, Wayne, we don't know who to vote for with judges. Who's the Republican? Who's the Democrat? Only person who would know is you. Well, I've got my judge picks, and I've got my initiative picks, and I've got my state assembly and state senate picks, everything you might want. So just email me, WayneRoot@gmail.com, and I'll get you my judicial picks. And last but not least, I want to mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops. Great people. They've been with us for, I think, about 9 months now. They've sold over 1 million bottles of Strauss Heart Drops in Canada, and it's helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow, but they've never sold a single bottle in the United States until my show. They decided to open up the American market with the Wayne Allyn Root Show. We appreciate the faith. Strauss Heart Drops. They've also got Strauss Kidney Drops, Strauss Bladder Drops, and for all the guys out there, very important, Strauss Prostate Drops, and you can find all of them, fantastic stuff, with a great record at thepowermall.com, 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 Strauss Naturals, Heart Drops, painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. All right, so again, I want to read you this Hunter Biden controversial email that came from Vadim Pozarsky of Burisma, the company that was clearly involved in corruption and scandal with foreign aid money of the United States of America, all tied in with Joe Biden's son. And when they got in trouble for their corruption, what did Joe Biden do? He threatened to withhold American foreign aid from the country of Ukraine that would have bankrupted the whole country and put them into disaster economic situation if they didn't fire the prosecutor that was looking into the corruption at the company of Hunter Biden, the son of the Vice President of the United States. It's a huge scandal, and Joe Biden says he never met the people involved with Burisma. He never got involved in his son's business, and it's just not true. Here's the email. Dear Hunter, as in Hunter Biden, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spend some time together. It's really an honor and a pleasure. As we spoke yesterday evening, it would be great to meet today for a quick coffee. What do you think? I could be at your office somewhere around noon before or on my way to the airport. He's the number three executive of Burisma, and he makes very clear that he met Joe Biden and was introduced by the son, Hunter Biden. Another email shows Pozarsky, believed to be the number three exec at Burisma, asking Biden how the political scion could use your influence to help Burisma. How could you use your political influence to help Burisma? And then later on, there was another email that mentioned that they were under investigation and I need your help to basically kill this thing, it said. All of this would seem to undermine Biden's claim that he's never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, which include extensive dealings in China as well. Another email dated 2014, shortly after Hunter joined the board, shows Pozarsky attempting to pressure Biden to use his political leverage to help the company. The message included the subject line, urgent issue, and references an attempted shakedown by Ukrainian prosecutors. He says prosecutors in the country had approached a man known as NZ, who was identified by the New York Post as Burisma founder Mykola Zlodzewski, who went by the Americanized name Nicholas. And when NZ rebuffed their threats, they proceeded with concrete actions, including one or more pretrial proceedings. We urgently need your advice on how you could use your influence to convey a message to stop what we consider to be politically motivated actions. And the timing of the email is notable. It was sent just as Burisma was announcing Biden's decision to join the executive board. Just the latest piece of evidence suggested the company brought Biden on to manage its legal affairs because it likely believed his pull with the U.S. would protect Burisma from investigations. Also, a video of Hunter smoking crack and having sex.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.